Ghostly talk.
Yes, buah-ha-ha and stuff out there.
Oh, what's up? This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And unfortunately, this is a taped show.
Yes, we're not live this week. You know,
we'll tell you why.
This is the season.
Yeah.
It's the season when everybody graduates.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, hooray.
I got to go to see my little sister graduate from high school this morning. I'm so proud of her.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, I mean, it really, to be honest with you, man, I mean, I just graduated from college, like, what, 6 months ago, something like that. And that was a tearjerker for me, but seeing my little baby sister walk across there and get her degree, I mean, I'm, you know, hard guy Scott here, you know, metal musician. Well, my mom fell apart, of course.
Of course.
And I felt that, you know, that tugging in the back of your throat. That's what I got.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, oh, okay, I'm all right. It's cool.
In front of thousands of people.
Yeah.
No.
They're all looking at me going, hey, that's a host of Ghostly Talk.
and I think he's choking up.
He's choking up.
Look!
Oh, yeah. So,
but no,
check
no,
the message boards. It's over with.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, unfortunately, this is a taped show.
We taped this on Saturday.
Yeah, because tomorrow night, which will be our regular broadcasting, I'm going to be dealing with about 100 people, feeding them and making sure they're well, you know, the beverages are flowing for my little sister's graduation party. So, yeah, we're really sorry about that, but, you know, family comes first with Ghostly Talk.
Speaking
too,
of your sister, Erica.
Yeah.
She happens to be, can we play that?
Sure.
She's the one in this promo. Let's play it.
All right.
It's paranormal scientific.
Yep.
It's Ghostly Talk.
We obviously, beat the hell out of her voice.
Yeah, well,
but yeah, it's Erica. Yeah, and
metallicized it a bit. You know.
Yeah, so we're gonna congratulate her on the show.
Congratulations,
on the
Erica.
Yeah, Erica. I'm really proud of you, and I love you. That's really cool. So yeah, well, now she's an adult.
I know.
Officially, I guess is what you'd say. You know,
she's graduated. She is out in the world now.
Yeah, and it is that season right now. So it's a fun time of year.
Yeah.
And
so
I'm
congratulations
to
all the graduates.
Yeah.
Whether you know you're a listener and you know someone who's graduating. Or if you've graduated yourself from high school
or
college.
Very cool, very
congrats.
Cool. Yeah, really. I know because I just did it a few months ago, and wow. I didn't know how it felt in
big
a couple
accomplishment.
Years. So, yeah, it's really cool to see. Just high school. It's a big thing nowadays. You know,
oh, yeah.
Kind of thing, so it's really cool. Anyways, we do have to talk about stuff besides graduating today.
Well, you know, first, though, I know what we want to talk about.
Well, we can talk about the screaming kids outside the window. First
I wonder
all.
If they come through on the mics.
I don't know.
We'll have to.
I know there's been a few shows where we hear stuff here in the studio, but...
And it may or may not
come through in the mics.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are just unidirectional mics, so they really don't pick up, like, everything.
Yeah.
You know. So, whatever, sorry.
We'll find out. I'd like to get that owl outside the window, but
yeah. We're trying to pick up this owl. We actually thought about putting a mic just
in the
getting nature
and
getting nature with us while we speak here on the air. But you know,
what we want to talk about today is dreams.
Yeah,
all kinds of stuff about dreams.
How they relate to the paranormal world.
Oh
know?
Yes,
we talked about this over the week, and we were trying to figure out a topic, of course, and we stumbled upon the fact that we never really covered. Dreams and how they really affect the human psyche as it refers to the paranormal world, really. I mean, there are weird things that happen to people with dreams.
Yeah.
And everybody out there, I don't care who you are, you know what we're talking about.
Well, folks have had that experience. They obviously, everybody, you know, must sleep sometime, and during that sleep, they dream. And some of them you remember, most of them you don't.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be fun to talk about. But there is one thing I want to mention first. Ghostly Talk Business.
Oh, yeah.
On the website, I put up this message board.
Yeah,
thing.
We have the Ghostly Talk forums now.
Yeah, the Ghostly Talk forums. And so if you get a chance, surf over to Ghostly Talk. It's www.geocities.com/ghostlytalk.
Uh-huh.
And there's a link to go to the forum.
Yeah.
You have to register.
Yeah.
So you have to fill out, like,
but
this little registration.
Very simple, yeah. There is
make sure that you're over 13 years old and things like that.
Well, it's not like we're going to be, like, posting, like...
I know. It's all going to be about, like, paranormal stuff.
Yeah,
and
they're
going to
be, like, you know...
And questions for us and back and forth, that kind of thing.
Yeah, there no sick stuff's going to be
it's not that kind. I'm sure there's plenty of other kinds of message boards out there.
Yes.
But this one's for fun,
and
it's also for learning. We want people to learn and share. And so check it out. It's brand new, so, like, there's two messages in it by me.
Yeah.
So
join the forums, though. Get onto the forums. That way we can have interaction all the time.
Yeah.
Which would be really cool.
Yeah, and we can talk about it on the air.
Yeah. I mean, and there's a lot of different topics up there for people just to bite down on and just think about. That's
yeah.
what we're doing here is we're a thinking group, we're a thinking show now. We moved in that direction. It's official. We're
yeah.
We're thinking
want
all the time.
We want people to think. We want people to talk about interesting stuff. And mm-hmm. interesting is dreams.
Dreams, very very interesting. Now, we did the usual research for this show. We talk about it all the time. Hit up. I mean, when you type dreams into Google,
oh, you get tons.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many billion links or whatever?
You get more stuff than you know what to do with.
Mm-hmm.
I had to narrow it down to the stuff we thought we could use on the air today. We found a really good paranormal, like it's like a discussion group that they were discussing. One of their things is paranormal dreaming. Or
well,
how
it is. What you found was that wasn't it that alt.dreams?
That was one of them, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a Usenet news group kind of thing.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah.
And pretty much almost every internet service provider allows you access to what's called the Usenet news group.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And what these are, it's like a humongous bulletin board. unlike the Ghostly Talk bulletin board, which has right now three members, and I'm two of them. I'm the administrator, so that's,
yeah.
you know, admin, and then I'm also Doug.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but... the Usenet news groups, absolutely anybody on the planet pretty much with an ISP account can surf these Usenet news boards.
There's a lot of
groups.
Very good information on them.
Yeah, and it's also where a lot of adult stuff happens. Not in these not in these particular news groups, alt.dreams
no.
and alt.whatdreams.lucid or whatever.
Uh-huh.
These ones are, you know, pretty cool. News groups.
Uh-huh.
There's like others that are, you know, simply
yeah.
trash.
Yeah.
But these two are pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they basically talk about like dreams and dreaming and
uh-huh.
the science behind it, the paranormal stuff that's, you know, obviously thought about. That we're going to be talking about. They talk about everything
yeah,
about
do.
Dreams.
Anything you can think of. So, I mean, if you don't want to talk about dreams on there or learn about them, I mean, we, for the show, obviously, today, we're learning. We wanted to learn a little bit about dreams and kind of give you guys what we think about them also. Now,
yeah.
on this, what we pulled down, actually, the I'll give you guys the URL for this so you guys can look at it if you want. It's http://www.dr/dream.com/para.htm or HTML, whatever way you got to go. Okay.
Oh, so if you tried to read it, it would be like www.drdream.com.
Dr.
But it's written
yeah.
dr/dream.
I'm
well,
sorry.
Dash.
Yeah, dash dream.
Yeah, dr-dream. So dr-dream.com.
Yeah. Now, what they're telling us here,
cool.
okay, and we're gonna go through these things in as much depth as we can in an hour, but what they're saying is that there are many types of like paranormal experiences that have been reported in dreams. Okay, some of them are dream telepathy,
telepathy.
It's happening again, man.
What's telepathy?
We just got to talk about graduation.
It's like homeopathy.
I'm sitting here pushing my degree on people, and I can't even like pronounce. I can't even enunciate and pronounce.
No. Well, the thing is, I don't think folks realize. Although we're not nervous anymore. I mean, we were nervous in the first couple shows.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we're not nervous. But at the same time, you're doing so many things while you're on the air. That you know that trying to
yep.
concentrate, trying
uh-huh.
to do all this stuff at once and do a presentation
yeah.
at the same time is kind
so
of
so get off my back.
Yeah, yeah, we're doing all kinds
say,
of work.
I'll do this again. Dream telepathy. Thank you. Precognition.
Yes.
Mutual dreaming. Lucid dreaming. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Lucid dreaming. And out of body experiences. Okay, those are the five main ones that they touch on with their group. Okay.
And I've studied this kind of stuff. I didn't study the material that you pulled down off the web yet,
uh-huh.
but I've studied this kind of stuff before. So
yeah.
I'll be drawing from my previous
mm-hmm. and me too
studies.
Also because I've done my own private
oh, yeah.
studying.
Oh,
of this
I'm sure.
Too. So the first one we want to touch on, though, obviously in chronological order of the list, is dream telepathy. Okay.
So what does Dr. Dream have to say about what it is, and then we'll talk about it.
Telepathy is defined as the transfer of information from one mind to another without any apparent channel of communication. Dream telepathy, is the transfer of dream content, the exchange of ideas, images, or contact in dreams. It involves gaining access to the information to which you should not have been able to have access. Okay, so what we're talking about, to like just put it down on the ground, is, okay, I went to sleep, I saw some weird stuff in my dream. Well, they're saying stuff, you know, access that you would not have normal access to. Or you, I mean, it's a few things, actually. I mean, it's, you could talk to someone, you could get information from someone, you could see something that you wouldn't be able to see.
Well, it's not, this is in, obviously it's not like sharing a dream with someone, because that's the third topic, that's mutual dreaming. What this is when you use your dreams to tap into some kind of information that you don't have or have access to.
With
so
no
like,
means of access. No
right.
cords, no radio frequencies, nothing.
Right. So let's say you know a couple of friends and you know they're going out on a date or something. You know some stuff like that. But you happen to be dreaming about them and you see them at this place that you've never seen before. You had no idea where they were going. You knew probably that they were going out on a date or something like that. But you had no idea where they were going or what they were going to have for dinner or that they went, you know, to a movie afterwards, things like that. You have no clue about that stuff. Yet you dream about their date. And then later on, you're talking to them, and you say, you know, yeah, I was sleeping, you know, that night, but I saw you guys at Guido's or whatever, and you know, you were having a steak, and she was having pasta, and then you guys went out to like this movie, like some kind of tearjerker flick or something, because I sensed that everybody was sad in the movie theater, and then your friend says, yeah, we went to this place called Guido's by the park or whatever, and I had this steak that had to be 2 inches thick or, you know, that kind of thing. And so you got this information from where?
Yeah.
How did you know?
There's no means of travel.
Yeah, because your imagination didn't.
Yeah. Point A don't connect to point B in something like this. You can't explain it. I mean, I don't know if there's really an extreme case where you can sit down and, like, tell your friend detail by detail what happened through the whole night. But
it may just be
the restaurant you went to. Let's just say, okay, he went out, your buddy went out on a date with a girl, they went to Guido's.
A place you'd never heard of
before. You've never been to before. And then maybe your buddy, you know, he went out on the date, had a good time. A week later, you know, you and your buddy are hanging out, and he's like, man, I went out to Guido's with this girl last week, and it was excellent. Let's go there. And you don't think anything of it. Maybe the name sparks something in your mind. That could be an issue. Yeah. But maybe when you walk in there, deja vu kicks in.
Yeah.
And you're like,
I dreamed about this.
Yeah. What is this place? And I mean, I've done that.
Oh yeah.
Countless times.
Oh yeah.
For places I've been, not even just places I've been, situations I've been in. Just the vibe.
Or conversations. Yeah. Your
conversations.
I talked about this before.
Yeah. Somewhere.
You know?
Somewhere. Yeah.
And perhaps you dreamed it. And that's the dream telepathy. Where you've got access to this information you had absolutely no other way of getting.
Yeah.
And yet you dream about it. And then, you know, usually it comes up in conversation later and you're like, what's up with that?
That could be a connection we were talking about. Just, you know, there's no connection whatsoever, but that could be a connection to your friend, let's just say.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a psychic connection that you have to your friend.
Oh yeah,
and that you might have
just
been,
this instant link to the psychic link.
You might have been inadvertently
friend.
Looking through his eyes when you were sleeping.
Unknowns to you.
Yeah, so I mean, it's you can't explain it. There's no reason. There's no way. There's no cords. There's no radio signals. There's no microwaves. There's nothing.
There's no like scientific kind of thing.
There's nothing there that you can say.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he didn't call you on his cell phone and tell you what's going on. He didn't do anything, okay? So that is the basis of dream telepathy.
Yeah.
I got it. Cool. So, I mean, has that happened to you ever? I mean, think about it for a second. I know it's happened to me. Not quite as extreme where I could, like, sit down and go, this is what you did last night.
Right, yeah. I couldn't, like, sit down with any confidence.
No.
And
but
tell somebody,
thing,
you know.
And it doesn't matter of sitting down and going, hey, man, I know what happened to you last night.
Yeah.
It's a matter of, like I said, hey, yeah, man, I went to this place with this girl last week, and it was a great restaurant. Let's go there and eat. Yeah, great. Drive to the restaurant, walk in there, and freak out. Going,
yeah, you're like, wait a minute, I dreamed about this place.
Yeah, or yeah, you might not even know you dreamed about it. A lot of times,
well, yeah.
A lot of times, I can't honestly say, yeah.
It hits you as deja vu.
Yeah, and I go, I've seen this before. And a lot of times, I think about it, and it's not really anything I can explain myself. It's just, okay, it's not really deja vu, but I've seen it somewhere before. And I usually default it back to dreams because I see a lot of weird stuff in my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it don't make any sense until I go somewhere or I'm in a situation.
And it hits you.
And I go,
like,
now I see.
Wait a minute. Yeah, yeah, something's going on. I remember this.
Which a lot of the stuff ties into the stuff we're going to be talking about further down the road.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the next one, though, in the list.
No.
Huh?
No. It's been 15 minutes. We're going to... I know we already played Erica's promo, but let's play another one.
Okay. We'll be back
Here's
in a second.
One.
West Michigan Ghost Hunters Society invites you to join us at the Felt Mansion. Visit us at www.geocities.com/WMghost for details now.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Now we can talk about...
Sorry.
Whatever we were going to talk... Oh, precognition is my favorite.
Precognition, yeah.
Well,
that was the
favorite.
Next one on the list. Precognition, okay. Now, precognition is knowing about an event before it actually occurs. Ooh, okay. Precognitive dreaming involves seeing images or idea forms in dreams that pertain to events that have not yet unfolded in our own world. The essential ingredient is that the information comes about events that at some later time unfold and the dream image is present.
And this is foretelling the future.
Yeah, now here's a question. We just talked about dream telepathy.
Yes.
We're talking about, okay, my buddy took this girl on a date to Guido's, went to a movie, did whatever. Let's say this, hypothetically speaking, a week later he's like, hey man, I went to this restaurant with this girl, it was great, you gotta check it out, man. So they go... Me and my buddy go to the restaurant.
You're hit with deja vu.
I'm hit with deja vu.
Yeah.
Isn't that precognition also?
Well, no, because I think it has to do with timing. If the information was out there in the universe, which means if your dream happened either during their date or after their date.
Okay.
And they were you see them sitting at this Guido's place that you'd never heard of and never been to. If your dream happened during or after their date... then the information was already out there in the universe that they were there or they are there currently.
Yeah.
But if you had dreamt that they will be there, so like let's say the day before their date, you dream of Guido's and stuff like that, you don't realize that it's a precognitive dream until a week later when
so
you're actually there.
So it's basically a past, present, future sort of...
Yes,
issue.
If the information was not out in the universe at that time that you dreamed it, then it's a precognitive dream.
Okay.
So that means, like, if you dreamt about tomorrow's lottery numbers, that's the biggest, you know, one.
And then you get up going,
I dreamt
36, 15, 20, 23, 48.
Yeah, and you maybe jot them down or you remember them or something, then you see
then
the
you
show
hit,
that night. Yeah, then that's a precognitive dream.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, now
because the information was not out in the universe. It was information that not only, like, the definition of the dream telepathy is information that you would not normally have access to.
Yeah.
But it exists in the universe somewhere. You just don't have access to it, yet you've got the information. That's telepathy. Precognition, because you got it from somewhere, and they assume it's from somebody's thinking. Mm-hmm. Precognition, the information's not created yet.
Okay.
So yet you know
so
the
you're
information.
You're seeing the future in your dreams, basically.
Yes. So it's a timing issue, the difference between the dream telepathy and the
dream logistics, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
That's basically what it is.
Of dreaming.
It's basically what it is. I mean, you are seeing the future. Now, it's another issue of competence, though. You know, 36, 4, 28, 7, 34.
Are you willing to run out and spend your hard-earned money on that?
Those five or six numbers. That,
right.
Yeah, I'm going to hit. So if you actually did hit, that would be a good example of precognitive dreaming.
Yes.
Okay.
And precognitive dreaming, that's one of the things they talk about when they talk about, like, 9/11 and stuff like that. Why weren't there people jumping up and down saying, oh my gosh, I've been dreaming this horrible, horrible dream and it's absolutely ridiculous and there's death and destruction everywhere and planes crashing and all this stuff.
You know someone's out there that had to have seen something or heard or felt something.
Well, of course, after the fact, They come up with this. Yeah, and they say, oh, I've been having these dreams. Yeah. And they always do it after the fact.
Let's fold some more $20 bills, too.
Yeah. That's actually really cool.
Let's play with some more wingdings on our computer. And...
I know. But the same thing, you know, I mean, it's like, I just wonder why, you know, something that traumatic that affected so many lives, why weren't people jumping up and down and printing it in, you know, the Inquirer or whatever, you know, those
well, something like that, though, if you really want to get on an issue of national security, though, you got somebody jumping up and down going, there is going to be something bad happening very, very soon.
Oh,
put
and then,
this in the paper.
Yeah, and then suddenly you're if you were jumping up and down,
then you're locked up.
You're the one. Yeah, you're like
straight
some
kind of on.
Yeah,
going, they're gonna think you're nuts.
In the round room with the padded walls. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're turning this in. I mean, we're going in the Art Bell direction right now, which I guarantee you something like that did happen, and somebody may have covered it up.
Oh well, you know, there's cover-ups. I think all the time.
Yeah.
A lot more than people realize. I actually saw a thing on A&E or something the other day. They were talking about how some guy was being interviewed about this UFO sighting and that happened years ago to these two women.
Yeah.
And the guy actually said on like this interview that's on cable TV, well, satellite for me, he said, the government has no reason to cover things up. And I'm like, what country does this guy live in? Because there's like so many cover-ups that are all over the place.
Oh, you want a quick riot? Put Bush on the air and have him go, yes, aliens do exist.
Well, okay, yes, I agree.
Then that goes back to what you were saying. That's what you were saying. That's what goes right back.
Well,
nobody's going to say something like that who's in any power because...
Well, whether they tell the actual president, because the president changes minimum of every four years. Unless something bad happens, so they probably wouldn't, you know, they'd tell like the lifers in government, but not the
it's an issue of national security with something like that though. You'd have
riots.
You'd have the whole company. You'd have the whole country freaking out.
Yeah, it's better to.
Yeah, I mean,
not just acknowledge something even if you know it sometimes in those cases.
Okay,
but at the same time, why would they cover up an incident? You know, I mean, it's like. I just think these cover-ups do happen.
Oh, absolutely.
For reasons, sometimes.
I have no doubt in my mind that it happens.
And so that guy on TV just freaked me out.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was that whole, the syphilis folks that they tested syphilis on down in Mississippi or whatever years ago. They also did they irradiated milk in Pennsylvania or something.
And the whole thing with Missouri is that people were freaking out. People were like totally going off, and they were like going completely crazy, which is that's an actual effect of syphilis, is that it can inflict, they call it syphilitic insanity, which it just throws your chemical balance way out of whack.
Oh, yeah.
And you go completely nuts. So and that's what I think that from my reading on the whole issue, that was one of the things that they couldn't explain that. Why these people were just getting inflicted with that? Because it is scientifically speaking, it happens. But
and it's part of
nowhere,
the disease.
And all these people are just getting affected with it. So that's
conspiracy theory
with Doug and Scott.
Yeah, welcome to conspiracy theory. Okay, how did we get on that?
Let's go back to dreams.
Dreams and precognitive. We did precognitive.
That's precognition. I mean, that all ties in with precognition in a way. I mean, conspiracy theory. There's people out there. That's one flavor of it.
And that's another thing that we find on the show a lot. For some reason, a lot of topics tie into a lot of other topics. There's like this some kind of common thread running through everything.
They tie into a lot of topics.
It's amazing.
Now, here's my favorite one.
My absolute total favorite.
Yep,
yes.
Yeah. Mutual dreaming. Now, I know I've tried doing this. And
I never could do it.
I'll tell you how, too. This is so horrible, and I'm going away for this one.
Are we bleeping? No.
No.
Oh,
we're not gonna like reveal any secrets today.
Oh, good.
There's been people that have come through my life of the opposite sex that I've grown very fond to, and there may have been something there at one time, and they decided, no, I don't want this no more, which wasn't to any of my doing that I wanted that, really, and it really tore me up. You guys know what I'm talking about.
If we were like a real professional studio, we'd have clips and things, and I would right now be playing violin music.
Anyways.
It's kind of sad. No, I do. I feel bad, but it does happen in relationships.
I've had nights and this is, I don't know what I'm talking about this, but this actually ties in real well, where I'm sitting there going, God, no, heart's broken. I mean, I feel so horrible. And I'd be late, you know, the worst part was trying to go to bed and sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she got, you know, where's she at right now? What's she doing? Who is she with? And you can't go try to find out because then you're a stalker and
right.
I don't want to be a stalker.
Yeah, you can't do that.
So,
no.
But if there's anybody that wants to stalk me, that's really cool.
Oh, yeah?
Feel free. Yeah, I've always wanted my own stalker.
Stalker? No. Stalky? Cool.
Exactly. So, yeah, the job position's open. If you guys want, feel free. Give me a call. We can do an interview.
Neat.
So, no, but I remember there were some nights where I got myself so focused before I went to sleep that I was actually trying to tune myself in
mm-hmm.
with that particular person.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it could happen. I mean, because, like you said, you go to bed. It's dark. You're sitting there wrapped in your own thoughts. There's mm-hmm. nothing else to do until you actually fall into
crash
sleep.
Out, yeah.
So you're like, you know, concentrating so heavily. Who knows? Maybe your energies could tie you into someone else.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And what Dr. Dream says here, his is actually pretty cool, too. The most fun of the paranormal dreams, a mutual dream, is a special case of telepathy in which two people meet in a dream, engage each other in some way, and wake up in their separate worlds, or their beds, or their houses, or whatever you want to say. And that's what I try to do, is like, I'm going to get in her head, man.
Get in her head.
I'm going to get in her head. Like, no, you can't leave me, man. You can't leave me. So, yeah, I've tried doing that. And there's people, I mean, aside from those quirky situations, I've tried my little experiments in it also, and to be quite honest with you, I never was successful really with trying to like actually meet someone in it. Like, I've talked to people and said, hey, we're gonna go to sleep tonight, here's what we gotta do, we gotta meditate, we gotta focus, we gotta relax ourselves, and we're gonna try to like hang out while we're sleeping.
Yeah.
And never really happened for me. I mean,
it never worked for me either. I tried, but it doesn't work for me either.
Now, I know to be honest with you, I have seen dead relatives.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of freaky.
Mm-hmm.
I saw my grandmother and my mom's mom in a dream, and I don't really remember the pink elephant with polka dots come running by, and I don't know what happened. But I remember engaging with my grandmother and talking to her, but I don't really. I mean, it was a long time ago for one thing, but even then, I mean, if it was something really profound, I'd still remember it. I know that.
Yeah.
But I know. I talked to her, I saw her, but I don't really remember any details of our conversation, unfortunately.
Well, I think what happens with those kinds of dreams, and what I've read, so this is, you know, I've taken it into my own, you know, psyche or whatever, and mm-hmm. decided that must be what it is,
mm-hmm.
Is that when you see past, you know, deceased relatives uh-huh. in your dreams, uh-huh. that's actually a sign that they're okay, and that they're happy and well off, and that they're being cool, you know, and that they're
yeah
at peace. And that's what I, and I do, I have dreams of deceased relatives, and I take that as being a good sign.
Yeah.
I like that.
I do agree with that. I mean, that's an implied thing for me. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, my grandma.
No matter how crazy the dream is.
Yeah.
I mean, my dreams are often absolutely, totally wacko. Mine, with my mother's mother has passed on, and I've had dreams with her, and mostly we're riding around in cars, like convertibles and stuff like that. And I remember, like, they used to take me, the only time I can remember, like, actually going with my grandmother and grandfather in a car,
uh-huh.
In real life, we would go to the, what are those, that basketball team that travels all, Harlem Globetrotters games.
Yeah.
And we would go probably once a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going in cars with them then. But other than that, we traveled in my parents' car when I was little,
yeah.
not
uh-huh.
not in my grandparents' car. So the only time I remember actually being in a car with my grandparents would be to these Harlem Globetrotter games. Yet all my dreams with my grandmother are in cars. it's totally wacko. But we used to camp for, you know, weeks on end and stuff like that. I don't dream of her in a campground, yet that's the most familiar thing. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
But so I always just take it whenever I'm cruising around in a convertible car with my grandmother in my dreams,
mm-hmm.
she's okay.
Yeah.
And that's how I take it.
You know what's funny about dreams himself, just like just a high level for me, is that I'll have dreams with a lot of familiar things, a lot of familiar things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I can never tie them together. I've only had like maybe one or two dreams in my whole life that really made any sense to me whatsoever. And a lot of times, typically, you know, and this is for anybody, I think, when I dream, it's usually about a real significant issue in my life at the time.
Mm-hmm.
For example, a big job interview. You know, there's all that anxiety before this and that, and I always find myself the night before having a dream about a job interview or something like that.
Yeah, because you're all nervous about it. It's like top in your mental list of things.
That's the basic. I mean, I'll get that. I'll understand that, and I'll see, okay, job interview. But that's it. Anything else in there, I either won't remember or it won't make any sense at all. Here's a funny one for you.
Huh.
I remember this one. This just came up, actually. I remember, and it's kind of funny that I mention this right now with the big hype of the whole Scooby-Doo movie that's coming out and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm going to check out.
Oh man, I can't wait. It's a
huge, cool movie. I can't wait. But I remember being a little kid. Now, do you remember which one was the redhead?
I like
Scooby-Doo, but not enough to like really know all the
names. Daphne.
Daphne. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, Daphne. I remember that, I mean, I couldn't have been like 5 or 6 years old. I was just a little kid. And I had this dream that Daphne died.
No.
Yeah.
How traumatic.
Yeah. I woke up crying.
Oh, yeah.
I remember this one. I woke up crying.
That's another thing about dreams. They way affect you.
Yeah.
In bizarre ways.
I woke up crying. And my mom came in there and she's like, what are you crying about? I'm like, Daphne died. And she knew I was like watching cartoons all the time. I'm a kid. And she's like, Daphne's fine. You don't have anything to worry about. I'm like, no, Dad. And I was crying my eyes out. I remember that, being a little kid just crying. So I actually thought Daphne died. I woke up and I was still
a mess.
Because Daphne died and I was all upset about it. That was one that made sense, I guess,
mm-hmm.
in a bad way, but it made sense to me. But a lot of times when I dream, I know the situation and that's it. Job interview. Driving my car. Real mm-hmm. simple things. Things that just, you know, like if I have a long trip to take, I'll be in my car.
Driving.
Where am I going? Who knows? What am I listening to on the radio? Who knows? Who am I with? Who knows? Because they're there in the dream.
Yeah.
They're there in the dream. And they're sitting next to me. The person is. Or the song I'm hearing is. Or where I'm going is very in the dream. But when I wake up, forget it.
It's all gone.
And I wake up going, there was someone there. I can see the face, but I don't know who it is.
Well, there are ways to try and remember more about your dreams. And from what I've read, and I've read this a lot, the thing to do is keep a notebook and pencil by your bed. Uh-huh. And when you dream, write down everything
That's
you possibly can remember.
That's a very good thing to do if you're interested in this kind of thing where you want to really see. Maybe it might all tie together somehow.
Mm-hmm.
You might take 2 weeks of notes every morning you wake up and just jot down a few things of what you saw in your dreams. And then you look at those 2 weeks of notes, and it might all tie together for all you know.
Yeah.
Another thing that I see with my dreams is that people that are very, very insignificant in my life, not, I don't mean in a bad way, that people I don't like or whatever, but people that I may have met one time. For example, I remember this used to happen to me a lot, is when I was a bouncer full time. You know, when you work in a bar, the turnover is just boom, boom, boom. You got new people coming in and out. And we'd get new waiters, waitresses, cooks, whatever that came through the place. I was a lifer, you know, I never quit. But I'd meet a waiter or a waitress or somebody, and like 2 weeks later, they'd be in one of my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
I would, and that's weird because the people that mean something to me or whatever, there's no details, it's very foggy, but I can wake up going, that was that Mike guy I talked to 2 weeks ago who got fired.
Why? Yeah.
Why? Because that person is, I mean, honestly, they're very insignificant in my life. If they fell off the face of the earth today, it wouldn't affect me in any way.
And you wouldn't know, yeah.
Maybe it does, for all we know. Maybe a dream is telling me that person is psychically tied to me.
Well, in many theories, everything is all energy, and everybody's connected to everybody.
That's
in
what
some
we're talking
way.
About.
Yeah,
that's why I'm leaving that up. Going, okay,
something's up.
Is up with that. But I know I see that a lot. Or people that I've had disagreements with in the past, that I've gone, you know, get away from me. I don't want to deal with you anymore. You're out of my life.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, Here they are.
In
hey,
your dream.
Hey, Scott, how you doing? And it's so...
Or, oh, they're, you mean coming back to you...
In a dream.
For real? Oh, in a dream.
In a dream. In a dream. And I mean, I can honestly say when somebody... I want somebody out of my life. They're gone.
Yeah. You don't need them coming back to you.
I don't need them coming back to me. And,
in
and
your
I'll
dream.
Be like, there. I don't. Even, I, it's not like I'm thinking about them before I go to sleep. I go to bed.
Well, that's probably some psychological reflex of some
exactly.
kind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In the back of my mind, maybe it's the situation that if it was a type of a disagreement, it may still be eating at me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And that could provide some release or relief
exactly,
or help you figure it out or something like that.
Yeah. Now, that stuff, that particular stuff that I just ranted about, really, I mean, it does have a piece, it's a small part of mutual dreaming, because mutual dreaming is, like we said, people who can basically hang out together in dream world. Or whatever you want to call it. Dream
It'd
land.
Be cool. I haven't done it yet, but I'd love to
It'd
do it.
It'd be a
that
great
be
time
my favorite
saver.
Kind of thing. Oh, yeah. You could go on a little vacation for free with your favorite people.
Yeah, and hang out and then get up for work.
Yeah, and go to work the next
day. Exhausted, but hey.
Yeah.
You know. But, I mean, that is the most, that's the more, that, I think that's one of the dream states as far as paranormal goes that it's the most fun, obviously.
It's the most fun sounding, yeah.
Yeah, and it is the most interesting to me, too.
Well, the next kind of dream is my favorite kind of dream that I've actually had.
A lucid dream.
Lucid.
Why don't we take a break?
Okay.
And come back with your link of the week.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah. We'll be back in a few minutes, okay, guys?
You're listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts,
Doug
and Scott L. And there was Erica again. That was my sister.
Oh, that's right. She was promoing on that.
Yeah, yeah.
She helped us out that first week.
Yeah,
a lot.
When we first started up Ghostly Talk, we had to like, okay, well, we don't want to sound like a couple. Well, sometimes we do sound like a couple more.
Well,
I guess we do.
Besides that, yeah.
It's all good. But, yeah, we spent a whole afternoon down here in the studio trying to put together promos. And my little sister came along, and we're like, you know, we need a girl. And my sister's sitting there going, well, okay.
I don't know where you'll get one of that. And she's like, oh, wait, I can do it. So she volunteered.
Yeah. Did a great job.
Awesome.
Great job. We want to bring her in for more. We got to get around to doing some more of that kind of stuff.
Oh, I know.
It's been very busy here. But, yeah.
I think for the link of the week, because we should do that now.
Yeah.
Before we get into lucid dreams, which is one of my favorites, I can tell cool stories, is because we've been talking about, like, these kinds of dreams, and we got most of this research off of drdream.com.
Yeah.
I'm making him my link of the week.
Yeah, and it's a really, we talked about this kind of in depth last week, you know, about how, you know, well, what's, you know, we've been asked, you know, what makes you link of the week? Well, I mean, honestly, I'll say it again this week. When I go to a website and it looks cool,
yeah,
I'm going to hang out there for a little while. I'm going to check it out. Dr. Dream.
It's
very basic.
It's content driven, very easy to use, which I like a lot. But it's not flashy. I mean, that's not a negative thing at all. Yeah,
because I did say last week that like I'm willing to trade off some looks for information. If I need information on something, you know, I don't need a flash intro all the time and graphics bouncing all over the place and animated GIFs driving me insane.
Yeah, this has no animated GIFs. I don't think it even has a GIF. And it's all content.
Technically speaking, that's another good thing is it loads quick.
It loads quick. It's very easy to navigate because it's you know, all, you know, linked in very well. It's an excellent site for content and thinking and learning. And it covers like 8 billion things that we'll never cover in just this hour.
No. Yeah, it's
so.
We tried just applying and talking up. We're talking about right now about dreams as how they kind of affect the paranormal world, which that's just one piece of the pie.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, when you're in the dream world, really, I mean, and you everybody knows this by me saying this too, that you've done things that defy the laws of physics, that just defy laws of anything. You've done things that you don't understand why you're there. You know,
why is this happening? Why can it happen?
And I've had things happen to me that it's messed up, man. I don't get it. I mean, I've had dreams where I was hanging off of wooden girders. These are just details, mind you. Like I said, I don't understand it. But, I mean, I remember this one was a very scary dream for me because I was hanging off these wooden girders. It was like I was thinking of like, you know, like a big old wood structure.
Yeah.
to illustrate, let's think of something like the Gemini at Cedar Point. If you've been to Cedar Point. Now, people from all over the world who listen to us, you wouldn't know what Cedar Point is. It's this huge park. It's beautiful. It's got roller coasters all over the place.
It's an amusement park.
The Gemini roller coaster is one of their oldest roller coasters, and the thing is made of entirely of wood. And it's an old roller coaster, so the wood looks kind of beat up on it and stuff like that. So you can probably get the picture of what I'm talking about. An old wooden structure. I've had dreams where I was hanging off like by my hands. One of my hugest fears is heights. I freak out at heights.
I didn't know that. Did I know that?
I don't know. Maybe you did. Mm. But I freeze up when I get about 10 or 15 feet off the ground. I freeze.
Oh, I bet I did know that.
You gotta drug me up when we fly.
I bet I did know that because we were at Mansfield, where we're going next weekend,
God,
by the way.
I was freaking, dude. I was hardcore, though. I stuck with it, man. But I was, I'm trying to get over that whole fear. But this dream, though, this is one of the ones. This is from my childhood, too. I was hanging over, like I said, hanging onto this wood, in the ceiling of this wooden structure, hanging out for my dear life. And I remember looking down and seeing, black mud, But at the same time, it was fire.
Ooh. Knew you didn't want to fall.
No. Yeah. It was fire. It was hot. I could see the flames, but it was mud, like a sludgy kind of thing, too, on top of that. I have no idea. Don't ask me. I don't want any emails on this going, what do you think it was? I don't know. I don't know. But it freaked me out. I'll tell you that right now. Did it ever. It scared the heck out of me.
Well, my dream like that, fortunately, didn't have that much detail. It was really bizarre. And this was back when I was a kid. That's a repeating dream that I've had a couple times when I was little. I was the entire world, the entire universe was this humongous flat sheet, and it was monocolor, so it was like everything was just one color. It was either like a dark green or dark blue. That has escaped me, but I have to, my entire job in life during this dream is to lay on this flat sheet, which is more like a sail. It's like sail on a sailboat or a parachute, that kind of material. And that's the whole world. My entire job is to lay on this flat sheet and make it so that it is not, I can't move. Yeah. I cannot move because it can not wave. It cannot make waves. If you make waves, if the sheet starts like waving and moving and jiggling,
Bad things will happen.
Yeah, and there's I can't tell you what the bad things were because were, but I had to lay perfectly still. That was my whole job in life during this dream. Yeah,
Imagine the pressure of something like that, though.
Oh, I know. I was intensely pressuring myself.
The same thing
dream.
Goes for what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Imagine the pressure you're under. Okay, I can hang here like a moron and be scared to death. Or I can fall into this lake of fire or mud,
fire,
or sludge, or whatever
stuff,
it was. I don't know what it was. Now here's another one, too. This is how I've seen dreams affect my physical body. Now, I did mention the thing about Daphne from Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Where you wake up crying and all a mess.
This was freaky, too. I rolled over one night and went face first into my pillow.
Mm-hmm.
You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Went face first into my pillow. In my dream, I was being like, I was there. I mean, it's very, very vague what I remember. But I remember choking in my dream. Just, and I woke up, and there I am, in my pillow, slobber all over the place. It was a complete mess. But I was like, face first in my pillow. I'm like, I was choking for real, man. I cut my air off. It was a pillow, so I could have got
a little bit of air. Yeah,
but yeah, man.
Well, my favorite dream that I had with the real, real life affecting your dream kind of thing. I woke up. My alarm clock was going off, and it was an annoying old one. It would go,
oh god,
that kind. Yeah, and so I woke up, and I turned it off. And I laid back down. But this, of course, was in the dream because it then went off again. And I thought, oh, already? Because the timer kind of thing.
Yeah.
Woke up, turned it off, but this time when I flipped the switch down, it didn't turn off. So I flipped it up and down because it was a switch, just an old one.
Mm-hmm.
Up, down, it was not turning off. So I unplugged it. it's going off, and I'm like shaking it. I threw it on the floor and started jumping on it. It would not turn off. It's going eh. So I got up out of, I was actually in a cot at the time because I was in my brother's room, which was the only air-conditioned room in the house. got up, took it because it was unplugged, and threw it down the stairs. It shattered into pieces, and it's still going off. And then I finally woke up for real, and I'm like,
perfectly
what was that?
Alarm clock.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and I was laying in the cot, and I had dreamt that I had done all those nasty things to my horrible alarm clock.
Have you ever had an alarm clock that played music? You know, you had like
radio.
Do you ever find yourself, and this is for all you guys out there too, this is funny too. You know, nobody wants to get up in the morning.
No.
I don't care who you are. Nobody wakes up going, yeah, wonderful day, I'm ready to rock, you know? I mean,
happy
I don't care
day
what's going
everybody
on that day.
Yeah.
You're going, oh,
good
God
morning.
Okay, well,
there might be people like that, but I don't know them.
Yeah. I had to trash an alarm clock one day because it was too. Well, I don't mean trash as in actually destroy. I just had to get rid of it, man, because the thing is, like, it was one of those ones that played the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And now, what I found myself doing, okay, I used to leave it on the Riff. You know, that's like our local station here, which is like
the Detroit
rock and roll
station.
So, you know, I'd wake up, and I think, okay, I wake up to rock, man. I'd be, like, right out of bed. No, I find myself laying in bed going, that's a cool tune, man, yeah. Back to sleep I go. Okay. And so my next trick was, okay, I'm going to put it on the worst station in Detroit. So I put it, like, my nemesis is, like, you know, country music, like the new country. I hate it. So put it on the new country station.
Shania, call me.
No. So I put on the new country station and go, okay, yeah, all right, well, I hate that stuff, so I'll be like, and I'll wake up and it'll be time to live my life for that day. Okay, alarm goes off, you know,
twang along.
And I'm going, yeah.
You can get into anything when you're like half asleep. Yeah.
And I'm crashed, man. I'm out. Back
you're
to sleep.
Still asleep, yeah.
Back to sleep I go. You don't know. I mean, and it's in my dream. That's the thing. The thing is, it's in, I'm dreaming. I'm listening to this song, and I'm digging on it.
Yeah.
I'm liking it.
Yeah. And it's not. Yeah.
And then I hear it on the radio or hear it from somebody's radio that day, and I'm like, I freak out because I was dreaming about it, you know. So those are little quirky things. Let's get back to this stuff. Let's get back to the meat of the show, though.
Lucid dreaming.
It's fun to talk about them, though.
Oh, I know.
God, it is. Yeah. Lucid dreaming.
I'm going to write down all my dreams. We'll talk about it. We'll do like 10 shows in a row.
Lucid dreaming is being sufficiently aware in your dream that you can guide the content, ride the big one, or coast with the show, and yet not jump into full waking consciousness. It is about stopping to smell the perfume and discovering that they are changing into flowers and you are in a dream. Don't wake up, haha.
Okay, that's really cute and everything, but what it really means is, thanks, Dr. Dream, dr-dream.com. What it means is that it's when you're aware that you're dreaming inside your dream, and you know you're dreaming, and you can really fly, and you can really make things happen. You've got all the dream powers are there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nightmare on Elm Street, part three.
Dream Warriors.
Yeah, oh,
Dockin. Dockin was on the soundtrack. Rockin' with Dockin.
Oh, cool.
Dockin, call me.
George, wait a
minute. George, let's call
Dockin
me.
Dockin to call you, and I have Shania Twain calling. Although Whoopi still hasn't called me, and I'm pretty upset about that. But the for those of you who have not listened to the archives, you've got to go back in the archives. On some show, I hollered out Whoopi, call me, because we were talking about Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And, oh, and Ghost. We were talking about
Ghost. Yeah,
of course,
imagine that.
Ghostly, ghostly talk. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so, okay. Have you ever had a dream? I know I have. I've had dreams where you're sleeping, you're dreaming, and there's this dream going on, and then suddenly you're like, wait a minute, this is a dream. This must be a dream. It has to be a dream, because, you know, this
can't
happen.
My life doesn't go this well.
Yeah. This is not happening. This is a dream. And then you can do cool stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you can either instantly transport yourself somewhere, or you can fly, or you can, you know, have ESP powers, or you can move things with your mind, or you can You could just like do all this cool stuff because you've got all the dream powers available to you. Have you had that?
Nope.
You're really missing out.
No.
I've had it.
I may have, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, totally, totally.
I'm sure I have, but I don't remember.
Well, yeah, probably everybody has. They just don't remember it.
I really can't remember a time where I was like, hey, I'm in a dream.
Cool! Oh, I have. My first one was, I was, it's really bizarre because I had had a dream previous to it.
Uh-huh.
So then, and then the next dream was, my house was a nightclub. And the kitchen area was like the bar area. The front room was the lounge kind of area. And, well, at the time, I guess, in my dream anyway, we didn't have the big family room with the TV.
Yeah.
So it was just like the kitchen area was the bar and the front room was the lounge area. And I was sitting in the lounge area chilling with some people, and I said to the one guy was sitting across from me or something in an old chair that we physically actually didn't have anymore, but it had been in the house before when
uh-huh.
I was a kid. He's chilling in this chair, and there's all these people around. They're standing around with drinks and stuff like that. And there's music in the background. I said, I know you. I saw you in my previous dream. Well, that's all it took. Because then I'm like, hey, this is a dream.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. You know, so I knew I was in a dream, and I dreamt the whole rest of the dream with as a lucid dream. It was awesome.
Now, that person you're talking about, do you think...
I'd never known him before.
You've never known him before?
No.
But do you think that could actually bleed in to a case of mutual dreaming? Because you never know. That guy could be like on the other side of the world.
Dreaming he was in some nightclub?
Dreaming that there's this guy going, hey, I saw you in my last dream.
Well, that could be. I mean, some of the people in my dreams, they could have been mutual dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah, because some of them I don't know.
That could easily, if you ask me, that could have been easily a case of both, and these particular classifications we're talking about, they are by no means like independent in their own right.
Yeah,
they can.
Oh,
all
they
together.
All can bleed
they can all,
into
like,
each
anything
other.
We talked about in this show, they all bleed together. There's mm-hmm. millions of gray areas you got to go through. But honestly, for me, I don't think I've really ever had, you know, a dream where I knew I was like, okay, I'm dreaming.
Oh, I get them probably once or twice a year.
Really?
Oh yeah, and I love them. They're phenomenal.
Pay attention. I'm gonna have to really pay attention to that.
You get all the dream powers available, just like in that Nightmare on Elm
Street.
Dream
Warriors.
Yeah,
that was a cool movie.
When you know you're dreaming, you're in charge, and it's really cool.
That's like classic, like you know, horror slasher stuff. But
oh, I know.
Cool stuff though.
Formula kind of thing, but it was really
lucid dreaming. That's very interesting. I'm gonna actually start paying attention to things, you know, and actually, I mean, I think. By talking about this, I'm going to start keeping a dream journal.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that's a very big thing to do.
Lots of people do it. And you can usually interpret the meanings of the symbols in the dreams, too.
Yeah.
You can try to, anyway, and see if they mean anything in your life.
We talked about this one before the show. And I was telling you about one of the members of my band.
Yes.
Okay. Little brief precursor to this, just so you can understand what's going on. There are people in your life that you despise, okay? I'm trying to keep this as positive as possible. But there are people in your life that you just despise, right? And there's people in your life that you despise so much that you want to do bad things to them. Right?
Okay. Sometimes, yes. There are those individuals.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about. One of the people in my band told me about a dream he had where he was riding a Harley Davidson, which he likes bikes. And he was riding up this spiral mountain. He was going up this mountain. He got to the top of the mountain, and there's this rockin' show going on. And all these cool bands are playing, and it's a big party, and all these people are there. It's like everything. It's really cool. Well, to me, it's cool. You know, so he hops off the bike, goes and gets a beer. He says, I was drinking a beer. I remember I got a beer. So he was drinking a beer, and he's like, I'm walking around, and he bumps into one of our previous associates. Okay, we'll leave it at that. Who he's like, this guy, he was like, you know, hey, what's up, how you doing? And he's just like, get away from me, I don't want to talk to you. Blew him off. And then he bumped into someone else who, that's what I'm talking about, where a particular person in our life, we're just like, we didn't like him. What Alex said he started doing is the guy got in his face, and he just started beating him, just punching him, and punching and punching nonstop. Punching and punching and punching and punching. He could, and he's like, I was beating him. There was blood going everywhere. I was beating the skin off his body. He's like, I remember beating the skin off his body.
Ew.
Gross, I know. But he's like, the whole time I was doing this, he kept laughing at me. He just kept laughing at me, and I couldn't get him to stop laughing. It was driving me crazy, and then I woke up. And, I mean, I explained it to him. Like, look, man, no matter what you do, he's going to keep laughing. So the best thing to do is just walk away from it and go, look, it's over with. I don't even want to deal with it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That was. I never have cool dreams like that where I can go, somebody's telling me something here. Somebody's telling me to go, dude, you got to grow up, man.
Yeah.
You got to grow up.
Well, that also, you know, he obviously learned a lot from that dream.
Yeah.
You know, he learned, okay, the guy's going to just keep being who he is, and I
so
just got to
so just
ignore
let it
that.
Go. Get away from
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and so he learned that, and he also learned, he also, fortunately for him, got to take out a lot of aggression.
Yeah.
In the safe way.
Well, he did feel better.
Because if you go and do that in, like, reality, you get in big, big, big trouble.
Well, yeah.
So if you do that in some kind of dream state, then it's like, well, you know.
If you could harness something like that.
You didn't harm anybody.
If you could really harness something like that, where you could actually take out the aggression, that would be really cool to do something like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that was one of, I mean, I hear them from other people, and they tell me all these vivid details, like, yeah, I saw this, and I did this, and I'm like, well, it's got to mean something, you know, it has to be this way, and that's going on in your life, you told me about that, so I understand it, and I can put two and two together with those things. But for me, not a clue. Not a clue with anything, except for Daphne.
Well, my dreams, I'm a very creative dreamer.
Yeah.
I dream extremely creatively in extreme detail. I mean, everything is super detailed.
The details are there for me.
Well, I remember them, though.
They don't make any sense, and if I even remember them when I wake up. A lot of times, a problem I have is when I wake up, I know I dreamed about something. I feel it. It's so to say, right on the tip of my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
But I can never get it off the tip of my tongue.
Right. Well, see, I remember. Well, I did keep a dream journal for a while, and so I think that might help train your memory or train your brain that when you wake up you want to remember these things. Like if every time you wake up you
maybe
think,
the things I dream about are
dream?
So bad I don't want to remember them.
Well, nightmares. Yeah, nightmares.
Well, yeah, we didn't even
bad.
Touch on nightmares.
We didn't get
that's
to
a
that.
Whole show in its own right there.
Yeah, nightmares and old hag and all that kind of
stuff.
Exactly. We didn't get into any of that.
But
unfortunately, we've only got 3 minutes left.
We got one more thing we want to hit on.
Yes,
and this is probably the most paranormal thing we can talk about. Because we've talked about this before, and it just ties in really nice. The out-of-body experience.
I know. Why do we always get to that at the end of the show?
Yeah, God. I thought about this more. Taking the dream mind for a spin around town. I like the way he words this. And dropping in on a few friends. This is the basis of astral travel. I submit that the OOBE,
out-of-body
experience
yeah.
is the entire point for all types of dream adventures. Which, yeah, it does tie things up real nice for us in the show, but...
Well, I don't know how OOBE is directly related to dreams. I see Dr. Dream seems to think that they're some kind of extension of a dream, at least in that little
they're,
write-up.
They're, okay, let's say, well, it happens when you're sleeping.
Or
you can put yourself in such a deep state.
Yeah, it is an altered, I think it's in an altered state of consciousness.
What is sleeping, though? It is an altered state of consciousness.
Yeah, it's an altered state of consciousness.
Yeah, so.
But it is an altered state of consciousness, but I think it's a different one because you really, your consciousness is there with you in an out-of-body experience. So you really are conscious during them.
And we've talked about
that
before.
I mean, your body isn't, but you are.
There's actual instructions on how to astral travel.
Well, out of all these kinds of things, actually, the closest thing to an out-of-body experience in the types of dreams we covered is lucid dreaming.
Yeah.
Where you know you're dreaming.
Oh, absolutely.
Who was it? D. Scott Rogo. He wrote all kinds of cool books, but and he was like the editor of... Parapsychology Today? I don't remember. He's the editor of some like big... parapsychological newspaper or magazine. Anyway, he is deceased, so we can't ask him any questions like directly through this forum.
Means
but
of communications,
he did write this book, and it's about how to like astral project and things like that. Evidently, lucid dream. One of the many methods he's come up with is launching out of a lucid dream.
Okay.
So if you have a lucid dream and you're dreaming and you know that like hey you know this is a dream, you can then utilize the dream power, because suddenly you're in a different kind of altered state of consciousness. Instead of the kind of altered state of consciousness where you're dreaming and all these things are happening to you, the nightmare dreams or the normal dreams or the meaningful dreams, suddenly you're in charge because you've regained some kind of consciousness in that dream state. Mm-hmm. So what happens is you can use that newfound state of consciousness to project, to do an astral projection.
Leave your body.
And leave your body.
And
yeah.
Travel.
So that's why lucid dreams are often, I guess, a launching point for an out-of-body experience.
Which, like we say, they bleed together again.
Yet they're similar. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's a thread of similarity between everything now. And the out-of-body experience, though, I think is definitely a different kind of experience than an actual dream, although Dr. Dream does cover it.
Well,
it is related.
On a basic level, it would tie in just because, like I said, I mean, it is an altered state of consciousness just like sleeping is. It may not be the exact same thing, but I know, I mean, like I said a second ago, there are people online and in books who actually have step-by-step instructions how to go to take yourself into the astral plane and travel.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the big things is, okay, lay on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Relax your whole body.
Yes.
And basically, you're going to go to sleep.
Yeah, well.
And the worst part, you're going to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Okay? And they say, you know, you will rise out of your body. A lot of times people say, go to the corner of the room. Don't try jumping out of the window just yet. Go to the corner of the room and just look at yourself.
You have studied this, yeah.
Yeah. So, go to the corner of the room and just look at yourself and see yourself laying on the bed. And they say, just every time, go a little farther and a little farther out. Because, you know, the first run, you don't want to, like, go to another state.
Right.
You
or another
find
plane.
Your way back. You never know.
Or another plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to go, you don't want to, you may, and it's been they've talked about where people have, like, not been able to find their way back home to their body.
Well, it hasn't actually been documented, though.
Well, it hasn't been documented, but they say it's theorized.
Because if you cannot find your way back, you may not
wake up.
Be alive anymore to tell anybody that you couldn't find your way back. But
They theorize things like, you know, that's like I said, that's what in the instructions, these people who say they have astral travel numerous times, and when they say just start with baby steps.
Oh, yeah.
Crawl before you can walk. Just start with baby steps. Go to the corner of the room one night. Then go maybe into the living room. Then go outside the house and see what's going on. Look at the bushes. Do whatever you got to do. Try it farther and farther out, and you may be successful. You may be not. I've tried it numerous times. Again, God, I'm horrible. Again, I can't seem to just get up there and look at myself. I think it's fear for me a lot. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I think it's fear.
Well, I
see myself laying on the bed in a dark room.
That
gives me the willies.
I haven't actually seen myself when I've traveled out, because I've only traveled out of my body a couple times. But I haven't actually seen myself. But it's I don't experience fear though.
I think
in them
a lot of times it's for me it is fear.
I think there's an anxiety there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That if you'd have to like overcome that before, but I'm then again I've ingrained it into my being that if I'm ever out of my body that all I have to do is wait till I have to go to my body has to go to the bathroom and zing I'm back, I'll be back as soon as my body needs something from me it'll pull me back.
Okay.
Because I think that even though sometimes you can't won't be able to see your astral cord, the cord that
it's
like a silver
that.
Cord that goes from your belly button to your astral body's belly button or whatever. Sometimes you can't see it or anything, but it's definitely there. Like your soul and spirit, at least for this time of being while your body's alive, is sort of attached. it really is attached. And your body, if it needs you, it'll pull you back.
Wow.
And it does. From what I've read, it zings you back sometimes.
It's just
painfully.
A huge thing for me to think about that.
A lot like that.
As astral travel goes. What?
There's that game. With that ninja fighting game with that one who goes, get over here!
Mortal Kombat, man.
Oh, okay, yeah. And he
Scorpion.
Yeah, Scorpion, and he zings the other guy over there, and then, well, he beats on him. But I think that that's like what I picture. If your body needs your...
You just hit me on a wheel. You hit a soft spot. I think any of you want out there that's in the local area, Mortal Kombat 1, old school Mortal Kombat 1 from 93, me and you will throw down. Scorpion's my guy.
But it's just like that. If the if your body needs your spirit, soul, astral body, get over here, and you're back, whether it hurts or not. It pulls you back.
And it makes sense.
Because it needs you.
Yeah.
It needs your consciousness. And while it pulls you back, you know, to take care of it, you know, get up, go to the bathroom, go get a drink of water, holler out the window, kids, shut up, or whatever. It needs you to do something, and you're back. You don't have any choice.
Yeah,
because you could be out there having a blast in your out of body experience, but your body needs you. You're gonna get pulled back.
Wow!
And so I don't have any anxiety about traveling.
That's interesting. But you know what we need to do though?
I know. Again, this is the end of the show.
This is one of those shows too. And these are the hardest shows for us because this is one of those shows where we just want to keep talking.
Again, and on and on.
And we will after we turn the mics off too.
Yeah,
we will talk about it. Unfortunately, we can't broadcast it though. We're limited to an hour of broadcasting time, which I think we already went over anyway.
I know we're over a couple minutes, five minutes.
Yeah, regardless, we do have to get out of here though. We hope you enjoyed the show. We knew this was going to be good coming. We knew that because dreams are just, you can talk about dreams and see dreams. It's part of the paranormal plane itself. But it's one of those things where it's not as taboo, and you can really relate with a lot of people on this level, and you can talk about them, you can diagnose them, you can try to see what's going on in the person's life, what their real fears and concerns are.
Because
like I said, there's people in my life that I'm not concerned with them, for example, and next thing I know, they're in a dream, and I'm seeing them clear as day, there they are right in front of me going, ah, doing whatever. So... It's something we can all relate to, and it's something very interesting to talk about, and it's something that does deserve further investigation, which it is being investigated.
Definitely.
Because I do believe in dreams, there are a lot of things we can learn about ourselves.
Oh, definitely.
What really drives us. And
the world and our emotions and things about us.
The subconscious is just an amazing tool. I mean,
the most direct access to the subconscious that people have.
You do so many weird things in your subconscious naturally, and you don't even know it. It's just an involuntary response. So on that note, I think we're going to call it a day.
Yeah, and we'll be back next Sunday. We'll probably be talking about our Mansfield trip.
Yeah, we're going to Mansfield
Saturday.
This Friday.
Yeah,
this coming Friday, we're going down to Mansfield, Ohio to do a little stroll around the Mansfield Reformatory.
www.mrps.org.
We're going to be seeing all our friends from Mansfield.
I can't wait.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So, next Sunday, that is going to be probably the topic of the discussion. It's
undoubtedly.
All the cool things that happened at
Mansfield. We're not even going to pick a topic because we'll just be talking about that.
Yeah, it's going to be a real laid-back show. So, join us next week again on Ghostly Talk, and you have a great week.
7 o'clock Eastern Time on Sunday.
Happy graduation to any of your relatives or anybody. Tell them the people from Ghostly Talk. Congratulate them.
Yes.
And have fun, be safe, be good, all that good stuff. Take care of yourself. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And this is Ghostly Talk.
True science will not deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from The Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835 to 1882.